Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Welcome once again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to our program called Treasures of Wisdom. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Alhamdulillah, we have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is undoubtedly our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We have sent and we do send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. And we do send blessings and peace upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera. Sab gharana noor ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just as a reminder, we are discussing prophetic stories, dear viewers, and in today's prophetic story, I present a beautiful and a wonderful hadith, which has been mentioned in many books of ahadith, subhanallah, since our discussion is the everlasting life of the martyrs, those who have been slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, it's my earnest appeal to all the viewers out there, kindly sit back and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, in the light of the glorious Quran and the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the status of those who have been slain and martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. Aside from that, dear viewers, yes, we have a beautiful, heart-touching kalam that will be recited by Mahmood Attari, Sallamahul Bari, Koi Gul Baqi Rahega. What a beautiful kalam, subhanallah, that reminds us that nothing will remain in this world and we all will be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So watch this entire program, dear viewers, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's get started from this beautiful hadith. Firstly, with regards to reciting salawat, as it is stated in the hadith, the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who had recited the most amount of salawat upon me in the world. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mostly the one who has recited salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Let's quickly, dear viewers of Madani Channel, commence with our actual discussion on Madani Channel, which we are going to be having at this very moment, inshallah, azza wa jalla. As it is narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla had said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man from amongst the people of paradise will be brought, and Allah azza wa jalla will say to him, O son of Adam, alayhi salam, do you find your place in paradise? How do you find your place in Jannah, in paradise? This person that was brought will say, O Lord, it is the best place. He Azza wa Jalla will then say, ask for whatever you wish. That person will then say, I ask you to send me back to the world so that I may be martyred in your path 10 times because of what he will be seeing of the virtues of martyrs, dear viewers. Due to the blessings that he will see that's bestowed upon those who have been martyred, he will say, O Arhamar Rahimeen, I ask you to send me back to the world so that I may be martyred in your path 10 times. Allahu Akbar. In Sunan Nisa'i and in many other books of hadith, you will find this wonderful and amazing narration, dear viewers. It is stated that one of the meanings of shaheed, the one who has been slain, is someone who is a witness. And here it would mean just that,
A shaheed, the one who's martyred, is that person who does not merely sacrifice his finger, but ye wo shakhs hota hai who renders his head for Islam to prove the divine greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Aap yu keh sakte hain, it can be said that he proves beyond a shadow of doubt that for him to give his head in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one of his greatest achievements in the world. So he is certain that Allah Azza wa Jalla exists, and if he was not certain, he would have never given such a major sacrifice. Isiliye usko shaheed kaha jata hai, the one who has been martyred, the one who has been slain. However, the ulamas have even stated, dear viewers, with regards to another meaning of shaheed, it also someone who helps and assists. Allahu Akbar. We see in the Holy Quran Pak when Allah Azza wa Jalla challenges people to bring their helpers to see whether they can bring something like the Holy Quran Pak. When people said, this is the kalam of, you know, people, this is man-made. So it was a challenge. Then you bring one verse equivalent to this in the Quran Pak. If someone gives his life, this is the question. If someone gives his life, how can he help and assist someone else if he has sacrificed his own life? You can only help if you protect your own life first. So if this is the question and the ishkal that's placed, if this is the reason that's given, that how can a shaheed help when he needs help himself because he has lost his life, he has given his life. So the one who has given his life cannot aid and help the next person. So it is stated that the answer for this is that he has, the answer is that by giving his life, he has managed to protect the lives of thousands of people, dear viewers. He has taught others how to live in this world. In other words, he has oppressed and saved others from oppression. He was oppressed, but he has taken the oppression and had saved others from becoming or from being oppressed. This is how a shaheed and a person who's been slain and martyred saved the ummah, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Thus, he has given the status and this high ranking. So, one thing for people to understand, one of the major differences between his martyrdom and others is that all of them were certain of divine existence of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but they were unaware of whether they will be martyred. Those who are slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, any person who is martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla from his birth till his middle age or till the end, he is unaware of how will I leave this world. Until that moment comes when a person gives his life in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in other words, it can be said, though they love Allah Azza wa Jal, the love for Allah Azza wa Jalla is there, thus they have presented their lives, but they were unaware of them being martyred. As for Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, he radiyallahu anhu had already knew that he will be martyred. Allahu Akbar. As a matter of fact, the entire ummah was also aware that he will be martyred one day. Some people read the Quran Pak and become a martyr, dear viewers, whilst Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was reading the Holy Quran Pak and already knowing that he will be martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's an everlasting world. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you give your life, Allah Azza wa Jalla admits you into the Jannah which He has promised, and there are numerous ahadith to prove the blessings and the bounties bestowed upon those who have become shuhada. Allah Azza wa Jalla protects them, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla declares that he who comes with one single good deed, ek neki jo Allah ke bargah mein le aa pahunche, he will be rewarded 10 times over. Ab zara soche, ek neki ka ye badla. So how is it possible that when you spend a single coin in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you are rewarded 10 times more? You sacrifice your precious life. How can you not be rewarded, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Allahu Akbar. How can a person not be granted a lofty station for sacrificing his life? Jab ek paise ke badle mein Allah is giving you 10 sawab and 700 sawab in reward. What about the value of your life? Remember that death is something which affects the body whilst the soul remains alive. Ji haan. Ruh kabhi marega nahi. This doesn't die. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given life to the soul, and the soul was alive even before your body was existing. Allahu Akbar. So, We also come to know that after a long period of times, when the body of a martyr had been found, dear viewers, even the clothing and the body organs and body parts of those who have been martyred has been found undamaged and intact, as if just a day before they have been made to rest in the qabr. This is the blessings of those who have been slain. Ye unki barakat hai. These are the signs, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Why do you think the Quran says, don't even think that they are dead? بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Look at the ayat of the Quran Pak that speaks about the shuhada. That the shuhada, the martyrs, are alive and Allah provides ruzi for them. It is beyond our imagination. It is beyond our comprehension. How the bodies do not decay in the qabr, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. They are found in the same position at times, even blood oozing. Just the day they were martyred and they were wounded and blood was oozing from their body. Even after several years of burials, it is found that some of the shuhada even had their hands on the area where they were affected. And when their hands were moved from its position, blood began to ooze from their bodies. Whilst Masjid al-Nabawi was being expanded, that the blessed body of the blessed father of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was found, and the blessed body was still in the same state and manner as it remained for hundreds of centuries, dear viewers. In fact, some of those people who had seen the blessed body of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, as per the news and khabar, are even still alive today. Aap khud sochein, how many years and centuries have passed when this is the father of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who passed on when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was still small in age, dear viewers, little as a child. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed father had passed on. And when this is the maqam that centuries later his blessed body is found, it's found intact and clean and untouched. When this is the state of the father, what will be the state of Imam al-Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful stories of encouragement the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to his Sahaba alayhim ridwan, who were ever ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of Islam. Thus, a shaheed, the one who's martyred, remains fresh, dear viewers, providing that his actions and his aqidah, his iman, and all of that is intact. Amir al-Sunnat, he says so beautifully. He says,
Jabhi meri nahi hoti, dahan mela nahi hota. Jabhi meri nahi hoti, दहन में ला नहीं होता, गुलामाने मुहम्मद का कफन में ला नहीं होता, गुलामाने मुहम्मद का कफन में ला nahi hota.
Allahu Akbar. This is due to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The poet says,
Jo naam-e Mustafa chume nahi dukhti kabhi aankhe, Jo naam-e Mustafa चूमे नहीं दुखती कभी आंखें, अरे पहन ले प्यार जो उनका बदन मेला नहीं होता, पहन ले प्यार जो उनका बदन मेला नहीं होता, जजी मेली नहीं होती, दहन मेला नहीं نہیں ہوتا غلام آل محمد کا کفن میلا نہیں ہوتا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلاما علیک یا نبی اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And this is the state of a shaheed, of a martyr, his coffin remains fresh and intact, his body remains fresh and untouched. جب یہ ایک شہید کا درجہ ہے, then what will be the درجہ and the مقام of امام الشہداء سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. And when that is the state of Imam al-Shuhada, then what will be the state of Imam al-Anbiya, Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, ultimately the reward is Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given Jannah to these personalities. Dear viewers of Madini channel, today we have Islam given to us on a golden plate. We are fed with a golden spoon. Tariqh uthayein, aap dekhein, padhein. Read and flip through the pages of history and see how did companions willingly sacrifice everything for the sake of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiyallahu an says, on the day of the Battle of Badr, on the day of the expedition of Badr, I was standing in the line of the warriors. I spotted two young children belonging to the Ansar. Ye do bachche Ansar se belong karte the. One of them quietly asked me, "Oh uncle, would you be able to recognize Abu Jahl?" Allahu Akbar. I replied, "I would. But what do you have with him? Unke saath tumhara kaam kya hai?" So one of the brothers said, "I have come to know that he has insulted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unhone sarkar ki gustakhiyan ki hain. By Allah azza wa jalla, if I see him, I'll fiercely attack and take his life." Allahu Akbar. And he says, "Even though I lose my own life, I don't care. I pointed out to Abu Jahl, to the young boys. Waving their swords in the air, they ran towards him and pounced on him like eagles." Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu says, "Bas inka unko jhapakna tha ki ye zameen pe gir pade." Abu Jahl fell to the ground wounded, unable to move. Both the boys approached the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sorted Abu Jahl. He is your enemy, the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We have sorted him out." So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Which one of you have killed him?" Both replied, "I did." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Have you wiped your swords?" They replied, "No." Looking at their swords, which have been red. Dear viewers of Madini channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Both of you have killed." Dear viewers, he is and was an enemy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a staunch tyrant enemy who left no stone unturned to cause oppression and harm on the beloved Rasul and his companions throughout the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the announcement of prophethood. And subhanallah, this is the state of these two warriors, the two young, brave Muslim warriors who taken the life of the leader of the Quraysh, the leader of the Juhala and the illiterate Abu Jahl, enemy of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stone-hearted and tyrant Firaun of this ummah. Dear viewers, the one who taken the life of this person were Mu'az and Mu'awwaz radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. These two Madani boys were brothers, dear viewers, Mu'az and Mu'awwaz. Their love, unparalleled and unmatched love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their spirit for this expedition is highly commendable. Allahu Akbar. They had devoted themselves to the glory of Islam and taken his life. They performed this feat at such a young age, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Do you know what was said? According to one narration, one of the brothers, Sayyiduna Mu'az radiallahu anhu, jo ek bhai hai, aap yu farmate hai, "I ran towards Abu Jahl, waving my sword in my hand, and then I pounced on him. With the first blow, I cut off the shin from his leg. His son Ikrama, who converted to Islam later, he swung his sword and he says he attacked me, cutting my arm which dangled with my skin along in the expedition of Badr." He's saying, "I spent the rest of the day fighting the enemy with one dangling arm." Allah, Allah, Allah. My arm is dangling on one side, and on the other hand, I have the sword which I'm holding. As the dangling arm was obstructing me from fighting properly, I stepped on it and pulled it, separating it from my body. I started fighting the enemies once again. Allahu Akbar. Muaz's wound healed a short while later, and he lived until the Khilafat of Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The battle ended. When the expedition ended, Sayyidina Muaz radiallahu anhu took his lost arm. He took his lost arm and he went to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied his lu'ab dahan, his mubarak saliva to the arm and fixed it back to his blessed shoulder, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the miracle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would apply the very same saliva on the snake bite of Abu Bakr Siddiqa radiallahu anhu, and the poison is extracted. The very same saliva is applied on the infected eye of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The infection is removed on the same eye of Qatada radiallahu anhu. And in the battlefield, his Mubarak eye that was out of the socket is now replaced or put back in place. And he says, as if he never had any issue and matter with his eye ever before, he could see better with that eye, dear viewers. In other words, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak saliva is the healer, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If there is one who breaks it, Allahu Akbar, the beloved Rasul is the one who joins it. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Allah Kareem apne Habib ke sadqe mein hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye. You know, the poet says so beautifully, dear viewers, with regards to the miracle exhibited from the Mubarak saliva of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, the poet says,
Likho naz-e-shukr ka ye mujza, ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi, ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi.
Yahan pe kisi hai, lekin in the hadith, dear viewers, it is Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu who brought his eye on his palms that had popped due to the impact of an arrow. So the poet says,
Likho naz-e-shukr ka ye moojza, Likho naz-e-shukr ka ye moojza, ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi, ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi, bolo aab-e-paak se jod de, bolo aab-e-paak se jod de, unhein ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhein ikhtiyar diya gaya, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, even the children were ever ready to sacrifice everything they had. Sayyidina Umayr bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the younger brother of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. He is a well-known companion from amongst the companions. And he was a child when the Battle of Badr took place. It is stated that he was trying to hide himself amongst the troops. Bacche the, chote the. Bacche se murad, yani in terms of height, he was short and he was small. So Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu anhu saw him and asked why he was doing this. Why was he hiding in the troops? So he replied, I am afraid, mujhe khauf, mujhe dar hai, ki the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prevent me from fighting against the disbelievers due to my young age. Meri umar ko dekhte hue mujhe mana na kiya jaye. Mera umar chota hai. By age I am small, but iman se to chota nahi hu. I want to fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I wish to become a martyr. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eventually noticed him and forbid him from participating in the war because of his young age. But Sayyidina Umayr radiallahu anhu began to cry because he had a strong wish and desire and khaish to take part in this expedition. At last, his tiny tears, Allahu Akbar, in the nearness of the martyrdom, paved the way for the fulfillment of his desire. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed him to partake in this battle, dear viewers. Have you noticed one thing? Every Muslim, including even children, was very keen. The keenness to sacrifice everything for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only purpose of their life was to get martyrdom. They were so determined, you know, courageous and fearless that nothing could hinder their success. Allahu Akbar. You heard the spirit about Hazrat Sayyidina Umair radiallahu anhu for this expedition, dear viewers, and his sincere desire to be martyred. This was the desire of all the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive our sins, dear viewers. This hadith highlights the merit and the importance of sincere intentions, which is in fact so great that by virtue of it, Allah raises a person's status to that of a martyr. Your niyat is very important. Niyat agar hamari na ho sahi, to par ye thawab hi se banda mehroom hota hai. He remains deprived of those rewards, dear viewers. Chale, aap niyat ka ek hissa kholte hain aur niyat pe kuch discussion karte hain, inshallah, azza wa jalla, what it is to have niyat, especially the niyat of the martyrs, or aqsam kya hai shuhada ke, aqsam kya hai, what is the categories of the shuhada, are shuhada only those who have been martyred, or are there other categories and levels of shuhada as well? Is cheez ko hum discuss karenge inshallah azza wa jalla just after we return from this kalam, koi gul baki rahega na chaman. Let's listen to this kalam inshallah azza wa jalla for a few minutes, and when we do return, we will most definitely continue with our program inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Koi gul baki rahega na chaman reh jayega. Koi gul baki rahega चमन रह जाएगा पर रसूलुल्लाह का दीने हसन रह जाएगा पर रसूलुल्लाह का दीने हसन रह जाएगा हम सफीरों बाग में है कोई दम का चहचहा हम सफीरों बाग में है कोई दम का चहचहा बुलबुलें उड़ जाएंगी सुना चमन रह जाएगा बुलबुलें उड़ जाएंगी सुना चमन रह जाएगा अतलसो कम ख्वाब की पोशाक पर नाज़ान हो अतलसो कम ख्वाब की पोशाक पर नाज़ान हो इस तने बे जान पर खाकी कफन रह जाएगा इस तने बे जान पर खाकी कफन रह जाएगा नाम शाहने जहाँ मिट जाएंगे लेकिन यहाँ नाम शाहने जहाँ मिट जाएंगे लेकिन यहाँ हश्र तक नामो निशाने पंजतन रह जाएगा हश्र तक नामो نشانے پنجتر رہ جائے گا جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا کوئی گل باقی رہے گا نئے چمن رہ جائے گا پر رسول اللہ کا دین حسن رہ جائے گا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم May Allah accept, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam and reminds us of the day of accountability, dear viewers. Nothing will remain behind. Everything will come to an end, including the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything in this world except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will face destruction, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. And finally, when we are revived again, dear viewers, we will be accountable for the actions we have done in this world. Now, since we spoke about niyya, intention, before we had went for this kalam, subhanallah, I want to present another narration, dear viewers. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jalla will begin to decide amongst people. Accountability. At that time, everyone will be on their knees. And the first person that will be called forward will be three people. Allahu Akbar. The first will be a qari. The second will be a martyr. And the third will be a wealthy person. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask the qari, did I not teach you the book which I had revealed on my messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The person will reply, why not? Indeed, O Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell him, did you practice on what you had been learning, what you were taught? The person will reply, I used to recite it day and night. Allah Azza wa Jalla will declare, you are speaking a lie. In the like manner, the angels will also call him a liar. Allah Azza wa Jalla will then declare, the only reason that you used to do this, yani recite the Quran, was because people will say that, you know, a certain person is a good qari. And that they call you a qari. Thus you receive the respect in the world. Allahu Akbar. The rich person will then be called forward. Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask him, did I not give you so much of wealth that you were not in need of any person to ask for wealth from? The rich person will affirm this. Ya Allah, it's the truth. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask him, what did you do with the wealth which I had given you? The person will reply, I had been taking care of my family members, my relatives, and I used to give it in charity. Allah Azza wa Jalla will declare, you are a liar. And the angels will also call him a liar. Allah Azza wa Jalla will then declare, you wanted that people call you a generous man. And this was told to you, that you are very generous.
then the martyr will be brought forward. Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask him, why were you killed? The person will reply, you had commanded me to fight in your path and I continued to fight until I was killed. Allah Azza wa Jalla will declare to him, your intention was that people would consider you a brave person. And this is what had happened. These are the first three people to enter in hell, with whom the flames of hell, or through whom the flames of hell will be increased. It is mentioned that once, dear viewers of Madani Channel, a person in front of Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned this narration, this hadith. And the blessed Muslim remarked that if this is the state of these three people, then what will be the state of others? If the Qari and the generous person and the martyr will be the first three to enter hell, if it was done out of ostentation to show people, if this is the state of these people, then where do we stand? After this, the person says, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu began to weep so much that people thought he would actually pass away if he continues to cry in this manner. People also thought that this person had brought some maybe bad news that caused Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to cry so much. When Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had regained his senses, he mentioned that indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken the truth when they mentioned these words, that a martyr, a generous person and a shaheed will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, and this is what will happen with them if it was done for the sake of name and fame, for pomp and glory, to show people what I am, so that people can give me wonders and say, wah, kya baat hai, so on and so forth. So it's all the niyat, dear. It boils down to the intentions. Why do you do what you do? Subhanallah. You recite naats, is it to mesmerize people or to make Allah and His Rasul happy, dear viewers? It's to increase the love in your own heart, or to show people what a sweet voice I have, what a good performer am I. Likewise, generosity is a good trait, but providing if the niyat is all correct and intact, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So we have learned that niyat is very important. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In all walks of life, in all our actions, always recheck your intentions as to why and for what do you carry out this action. Perform your own introspection, dear viewers, to make sure that your niyat is fine, it's correct. And if shaitan is attacking you to bring in the ostentation and the showing of so on and so forth, then try to fight your nafs, dear viewers, only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the sign of a complete believer, dear viewers. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now stated about the souls of the martyrs. Allahu Akbar. He says, the souls of the believers remain in green birds. They go around in Jannah wherever they like. So it was then asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the souls of the kuffar, the disbelievers? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, they remain imprisoned in Sijjiyin. The lowest level of the earth, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is a prison for the wicked souls. But for the Shuhada, their souls are transformed into green birds which drink the sweet waters from the rivers and springs of Jannah. They hang in the chandeliers beneath the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, they are enjoying the bounties and the blessings which Allah Azza wa Jalla has stored in for them, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So this is the maqam of a shaheed. And a person who's living can also attain and receive the thawab and rewards which a shaheed get. In fact, more reward and thawab. Now you're going to ask how? Now listen to this fragrant hadith, which is also a hadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who will act upon my sunnah at the time of fasad, disorder, mischief of my ummah, the one who acts upon the sunnah when the mischiefness will be at its peak, anyone who acts upon my sunnah, Allahu Akbar, will receive the reward of 100 martyrs. Allahu Akbar. In Mishkat Sharif, you will find this beautiful hadith, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And there is also a wonderful explanation for this hadith as well. But mainly, the reason for receiving this thawab is the difficulty which the person acting upon the sunnah at that time will face because of reviving the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Kareem forgive us our sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And now, subhanallah, before we come to the end of the program, subhanallah, as we are going through these various types of points, we also want to know what are the various other types of shuhada that you get. Besides being martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there are 7 or over 50 different other types of shuhada. Allahu Akbar. And inshallah azza wa jalla, we will mention these points as well as it is stated in the books of Ahadith, dear viewers of Madani channel, in Tafaseer of the Holy Quran Pak. Around 25 that's presented here, I'm going to present a few. The one who passes away in the state of traveling is also a shaheed, subhanallah. 25 forms of martyrdom that the blessed jurists of Islam have stated in the books of fiqh, dear viewers. The one who passes away in the state of traveling, the one who dies due to ulceration of lungs, the one who passes away by falling from a riding animal or epilepsy, also shaheed. It is stated the one who passes away in a fever is also shaheed. The one who is killed whilst protecting the rights of his wealth, life and family, wife and children, so on and so forth, also shaheed. The one who is imprisoned by a king, ruler, unjustly, and he dies in that state, he also attains the maqam of a shaheed. The one who is beaten and so dies due to the effects of that beat and hiding that he has got is also a shaheed. The one who passes away due to a bite of some harmful, injurious animal that causes such injury to him is also shaheed. For example, a snake or a scorpion, so on and so forth. The one who passes away while seeking Islamic knowledge is also shaheed. A muazzin who calls out the adhan to reap reward, Allahu Akbar, in that state, if he passes away, he has attained that maqam as well. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are so many various other forms of shaheed as well. May Allah Kareem grant us the ability and tawfiq that we must first learn to fight and battle against our own carnal desires. This expedition and jihad of the nafs is a big one, dear viewers. Fight the shaitan within us first, that we should tread and walk the path of Islam, follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and uske baad aap phir uske barakat, fujuzo barakat dekhe inshallah azza wa jalla. Our discussion was the everlasting life of the martyrs, subhanallah. And today we heard fawail and virtues about those who have been slain. Allah Kareem unke sadqe se hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye. Stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.